following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Wendy's presents Renata and the Ciabatta.
Wow, your bacon cheeseburger looks different.
It's on toasted ciabatta, Renata. See, she got a ciabatta, he got a ciabatta.
Wow, you all got a ciabatta.
Oh, well, except Greg. Now he's persona non grata.
Go beyond ordinary with Wendy's new ciabatta bacon cheeseburger with chopped roasted tomatoes, Asiago cheese, and a rich garlic aioli sauce, all on toasted ciabatta bread.
I am loving this ciabatta.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday program. It's the times of the year, and Randy Bushcutter, my co-host today, and we've got a ton to talk about. I wish I could sit back and enjoy it as a fan sometimes because it just blows right by. There is so much going on. I want to enjoy the state tournament. I want to broadcast some really good basketball teams, at which we were same way with wrestling. And still, you've got Nebraska making a run here. You've got UNK in the MIAA tournament. You've got Hastings College in the national tournament. You've got the crossover because we're into softball and we're into baseball, and track is going to be going on for the high school teams. And then you have news that's popping every day. Two coaches in the area, Jeff Hofelt, Grand Island boys basketball coach, Bill Carlin, Adams Central football coach, both announcing that they were going to be stepping aside. So there's just a lot to cover.
There is a ton, and you just kind of touched on a lot of stuff. I mean, several years ago, I watched UNK in the RMAC, the Mile High Shootout, that tournament. It'd be fun to go to Kansas City and watch the MIAA tournament. But again, if you do that, that means you're giving up going to the Girls State Basketball Tournament. There should be some great games there. I think we might have three, maybe even four state champions from our area that come away on the girls' side. And I mean, there's just a lot going on. It's awesome. It's fun time of year.
And we will have a majority of that for you here. We've got a ton of boys' teams and girls' teams. I'm not going to jinx it, but it all looks like it's going to work out. We're going to have a lot of games.
Knock on wood.
Our network of stations. And again, folks, we urge you, PlatteRiverPreps.com. If you're going, man, where is that game? Who's on? Who's not? PlatteRiverPreps.com. The schedule's there. The place to listen to the games online are there. The podcasts are there. If you want to listen to any of the regular season district conference tournament games, they're there as well. Heck, our buddy TJ Hepburn is MMA fighting in Lincoln on Friday night. Keep that in mind. If you want to go see some basketball and then you want to go see TJ fight, the card starts at 7 o'clock at Pershing Auditorium. A chance, that's right.
You're still going to go to Pershing. Whoop, yeah. Whoop. Park at the Bob because it's about as close as you get sometimes to Pershing Auditorium if you have to go with those. We don't have to do that anymore. I am so grateful for that. Yeah, I'm excited to watch.
I'm one of the few people, and I'll throw it out again. It's not even from the point that I don't mind. I actually like Pershing. Never have got to play on it, obviously, and the floor has its issues. But one bad bounce a game I can handle for the comfortable seats – the place that we get to broadcast from.
Yeah, yeah.
Parking is so-so.
Yeah, parking is worse than so-so. You're optimistic to say so-so.
I would rather go there than drive all the way out to Lincoln East, park at the bottom of the hill, hike up the hill, get into that sweat box, although the atmosphere is great.
It's just loud. I mean,
Lincoln East actually has the best atmosphere, I think, of all the high schools.
Yeah, there is a lot of energy when you get to go to those high schools. I kind of like the old building, even at Lincoln High, when you have to go there. You know, parking has its issues there as well, but I'm kind of glad we don't have to go to Pershing. I'm beyond kind.
Man, we disagree on this one. Lincoln High should never, ever be involved in anything at the state
level,
ever.
It is not the neatest facility. It is not. I get that.
Terrible.
But it's
the roof leaks. Oh wait,
it's Central. Somewhat historic. Oh. I'm a history nerd. I'm kind of a history nerd.
Bad.
I'm not kind of a history nerd. I kind of like being in the.
Okay, teach me.
Well, it's one of the oldest high schools in the state. I mean, just the history of the building, and it's just kind of a neat environment. I like the architecture. You know, the actual structure itself. I know it's weird. It's not the greatest environment in the world. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But you like Pershing. I'm explaining to myself the guy that likes Pershing. Okay.
And you hate Pershing. Why?
Parking is awful. The place, I mean, it's 60 years past its prime. Did it have a prime? I don't remember it having a prime.
Anywhere,
but you are right. The seats are nice.
As long as they get a place to play, UNK softball would just love to play. It doesn't matter where it's at. Holly Carnes joins us on our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today. The Lopers are scheduled to play at home this weekend. Holly, do we have great news?
Yes. We will be able to play here. We actually could have even put some water on the field yesterday when we practiced, if you can believe that.
Whoa, 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 crazy girl.
Whoa,
what are you doing?
Well,
good.
Hey, you guys are talking about Lincoln High. I used to get beat up in that gym. My God. I remember getting thrown in the stands a few times there by some of those tough ladies.
See, there's environment. There's environment there. There's some environment there.
Oh, my gosh. It's rough.
It's a rough place. You hate Lincoln High, too. I'll put you down for a vote. Holly, let's catch the folks up here. You have played a little softball, and you've been on the road kind of like everybody is. Catch the fans up. Where are we at right now?
Well, we were supposed to go to Metro the first weekend out, but we got obviously weathered out there. We've been to Bentonville, Arkansas over Valentine's Day weekend, and then we were up in Minnesota in a dome tournament. And then last weekend we got weathered out in Joplin. So we've been kind of hit and miss a bit. You know, right now we're 2-8. We've been moving some kids around in different spots. So we've used that, you know, the early part of the season just to kind of move some kids around and kind of see what we're going to do with our lineup, you know, give some kids some opportunities. So now we go into conference play.
Holly, what have you found out about your team? I mean, are there some areas that you had some strengths that you didn't realize, some areas that maybe is a bigger gap than you thought?
You know, actually, our young kids are going to give our older kids a run for their money. You know, we've got some kids that are really pushing those seniors. So, you know, that's what we've been doing, kind of rotating some young kids into the lineup. And we've seen those kids stepping up and, you know, proving that they deserve a legitimate shot. So that's kind of what we've seen. And then, you know, our pitching staff, they've stepped up and done a good job. You know, even some of the kids that we thought might struggle have actually, you know, stepped up and did what they needed to do.
We're talking with Holly Carnes, the softball coach at UNK, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Can you talk about some of the moves that you're anticipating here? I mean, if the young kids are moving in, that can always be a little, what's the word I want to use here, interesting? So how's that working?
Right, yeah, we've moved some kids around, like in our third base spot. We've got a sophomore that's really stepped up and done some good things, Sam Liebman. We've rotated our senior and Sam around a little bit, and, you know, Sam's done a nice job, and she'll start for us now there until, you know, she deserves to, well, not deserves, until she, you know, shows that she shouldn't be there anymore, which I'm hoping she's flat out earned that starting spot. And then we've got a freshman at shortstop, and we've got another freshman out in the outfield. So, I mean, they've just been really going hard, and they've been showing us that, you know, they deserve to be in the lineup. So, that's kind of what's been happening here.
Holly, offensively, are you guys kind of a power team, a speed team, station to station? How have the runs been coming?
We've been mixing it up a little bit. We've got a lot of speed in the top of our order, and then we've got some power in the middle. So we're kind of a mixed breed, if you would say.
Talking with Holly Carnes here, the head softball coach at UNK. Let's talk about the competition this weekend. Southwest Baptist comes in on Friday. Central Missouri comes in on Saturday. Right now, Central Missouri is 5-5. Southwest Baptist 3-9. And you're playing at home. I know, obviously, you're going to be anxious to pick up some wins.
Yeah, we are. And you know what? A great time. What we're kind of trying to do, though, is look at our forecast and see whether we do push our games so to Sunday, Monday. So we're kind of playing with that because Sunday's supposed to be, 60, and then Monday's close to 70. So we're kind of in talks with some of those teams to kind of see what they would like to do as well, because
if you're anything like me,
I'd like to play in that weather.
Play Monday, because I'll have to be back at work Monday, and boy, I could go watch some softball. Play Monday!
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, you know, and it's good on the kids' bodies, and budget-wise, when you pay $350 for bats, that's always nice, you know, not to break them. So...
Yep. They will chip a little bit if you get them out in the cold. How has the weather affected your guys' preparation? I imagine you guys have not been outside a whole lot.
Oh, no, we've only been outside a handful of times. So, you know, you can only do so much and get these kids prepared so much inside, you know, in a gym. So, I mean, we are blessed to have Cushing Coliseum where we can do some things live. But, you know, it's still not totally game-like. So, you know, our kids are having to throw softies when we go live, and that's not game-like for pitchers because their fingers sink into the ball. And so, you know, it's just going to be nice to actually be out on that dirt and then, you know, just true hops as well because, you know, you see the kids kind of try to pick up when they're, you know, playing on dirt. So we have to keep reminding them to start low, you know, so that they're not picking up as much. So, but yeah, I mean, it's hard to get them prepared, but we're ready. We're ready to be out there and we're ready to play.
Holly, have you settled on what your pitching rotation is going to be now that conference play is here?
Yeah, actually. Our senior, Bailey Beckes, is our number one. She's proved, you know, that she should be our number one out there. Taryn Trosper, she's one of our Grand Island kids, has done a really nice job, too, developing over the last year as well. And she's more of a drop ball kid. So she's our number two. And then Brittany Kreiser, she's done a really nice job, too. She's our transfer from Creighton. Right now, she's got kind of a sore shoulder. So we're kind of babying her a little bit. So we'll see what, you know, she's going to work out today, and we'll see where she's at.
What has Bailey shown besides experience to make her your number one?
You know, she's just really got good command over her pitches. She stays low in the zone. We've really been working her rise as well a little bit that she didn't really have. So we can work that in a little bit as well, just to give her another dimension. And it, you know, the defense plays really good behind her.
Well, Holly, we hope whenever the softball team gets on the home field, we can enjoy some great softball because you're supposed to have 5 straight doubleheaders here at home.
That's right. We're excited for it.
Well, let's go get some. Holly, thanks for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. Take care. Holly Carnes, head softball coach, UNK. The season will fly by for them. I mean, this is their homestand. Right now, they have the next 5 at home, and the rest of the way, only 3 dates, 3 doubleheaders after this 5 match or 5 doubleheader stretch.
Well, obviously, you hope the next few weekends are nice and warm so they can get the opportunity.
I don't care if we're playing softball. I hope they're nice and
well,
warm.
But otherwise, they're not going to be able to play. And that's just the nature of spring sports in the state. You really run the risk of a lot of games being canceled out because of the weather.
Got a lot of things to get to here with Lopers, as we mentioned, so let's try and run down as many of them as we can here. We start with the men's basketball team, a career high for Mike Dentlinger last night as he pours in 35 points for the Lopers. They were up by as many as 23, and they win at 86-80 over Lindenwood. So now they advance on to play Missouri Southern in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium 8:15 on Friday night. We talked with Coach Kevin Lofton yesterday. This Loper team continues continues to show why they're a different team. They played Missouri Southern, the opening conference game of the year. They won by 20. Don't put anything into it. This is a totally different Loper team. I think UNK has definitely got a chance here. And if they can win any of them that win that Friday game, obviously have a chance to make all kinds of noise there.
Yeah, and they are playing so much better than the early part of the season. They're not. You can't even compare the two. You really can't. And it's exciting. It really is. They're a lot of fun to watch.
Dentlinger and Connor Baronic were all-conference third team. Ethan Brozek, honorable mention, probably because he was only here half the year.
Well, half the coaches didn't see him.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a great point. Amara Williams, Shelby Zimmerman, they on the women's side were named all MIAA honorable mention. The Lopers are sending 11 athletes to the Indoor Track and Field Championships next weekend at Winston-Salem. Marissa Bonkers, Jackie Zemke are going for the women. Marissa's in the 800, Jackie's in the shot. Kaylin Farr in the heptathlon, Paul Pape in the 800, Al Sanbria in the 5,000, Dylan Schroat in the heptathlon and the 60 hurdles. Mark Seba and Jay Kilpatrick and David Crumlin are all in the pole vault. Brady Land in the long jump, and Michael Dalkin is in the shot put for the UNK track team. The brackets are out for the Division II Wrestling Championships next weekend in Cleveland. Ashland University is the host. UNK, the two-time defending national champion, has six qualifiers. Top-ranked Notre Dame College of Ohio has a nation-leading 9, Newberry, South Carolina, 8, Lindenwood, Indianapolis, Maryville, and Western State all have 7. Hands are full for the Lopers.
Yeah, those six are going to have to be efficient in terms of the number of points they're able to generate.
4 seniors, 5 returning national qualifiers, 4 returning All-Americans. Dan DeSazer will face a wrestler from Coker College. Just a quick look here. Brock Cattu, he takes on the number one wrestler in the nation. And Ryan Fillingham, Adams State. Brock Smith is number one. Patrick Martinez is number 4. Mark Fiala takes on the number one wrestler in the country in Bryson Hall. And Ramiro Cotton is number 1.
Not a great draw for most of
no,
those guys.
If UNK pulls this off, it'll be the greatest job they've ever done. There's no doubt about it. They've got the least amount of qualifiers they've had when they won a national championship.
Yep.
They've got a horrible draw getting 2 number ones right off the bat. I mean, you're going to get them sometime, but right off the bat, really? Seriously?
Well, and obviously to do what you want to do, you got to win that first one anyway. But, boy, it just makes that a whole lot harder. You know, you kind of like to get in the rhythm of being at the meet and the environment and all that stuff by kind of having a nice little warm-up. When you're taking on number 1, you're not getting a warm-up.
Also, Loper women lost on Monday night, their season over, 88-68. Amara Williams was named the MIAA Athlete Basketball Player of the Week the week before, and I hope I have touched everything except tennis here. UNK is headed to southeastern Oklahoma State and Drury, along with Northwest Missouri State this weekend. And the Loper golf team, about a week ago, we told you, ranked for the first time ever for the men, 25th, the first ever ranking for them. They won 3 of their 4 tournaments last fall.
They got a lot of positive things going on. They have some facilities, some opportunities that they have with some partnerships with a couple of different golf courses. And that program is heading in the right direction, no question. And, you know, like golf, like, you know, twist my arm to talk me into playing collegiate golf. That'd be all right. Yeah, I never got that notice. Nobody asked me to do that.
Tough gig there. That is our Loper Link as we bring you every Wednesday, brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Later on in the show, Ron Powell of the Lincoln Journal Star. But when we come back, we'll talk with Adams Central football coach Bill Carlin, who announced last night that he is stepping down after 24 years, and Minden girls basketball coach Rick Cremosta, the only undefeated team left in girls basketball. That's coming up next here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S-O.
Lace them up.
Right away. 3.
Strap it on.
3 to try to win it.
It's pull good. It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer.
For today, look for a decrease in cloud cover with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low temperature in the upper part of the teens. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 25.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Bill Carlin, Rick Cremosta, Ron Powell, all coming your way before the end of the program today. Kansas City Royals right-hander Luke Hochaver will miss at least the first 2 months of the season because of a sprained ligament in his right elbow. Always love to have news like that before the season starts.
And their strength of their team is going to be their pitching, so you hate to lose any arms.
Adam Carriker, he has been cut by the Washington Redskins, tore his quad at the start of the 2012 season, has had 3 surgeries, was hoping to be back as full strength as you could be this year. Now he's going to have to find a different place to catch up with. The boys' brackets are out, by the way, Randy, so I suppose this would be a good time to let everybody know officially who's playing where next week. So let's do this. Class B, the opening round game for Grand Island Northwest, will be at the Sports Center, 7 o'clock that evening against Elkhorn South. C1 opening games will be at the Sports Center, Cozad and Wayne at 9 in the morning, Kearney Catholic and Columbus Scotus at 2 in the afternoon. Opening C2 games will be at Lincoln Southeast, the rematch of Donovan Trumbull Sutton at 7. They've had some battles in a variety of boys' sports. And then Southern Valley and Archbishop Bergen at 8:45. The D1 boys tournament will open up at Lincoln East, Elm Creek Randolph at 10:45, Fullerton Howells Dodge at 2, Overton and Lords Central Catholic at 3:45, and in D2, Elwood will play in the state tournament for the first time since 1990 when they play Spalding Academy, 8:45 in the evening at Lincoln East. But too many teams took advantage of having the wild card last night, which is always a concern. The last 2 nights, teams that should not have lost, and Elm Creek has to be absolutely still under. I think Tanner Cavaney probably didn't even go to school today. He has got to be in a cave somewhere,
rocking,
sucking his thumb with just going, is it, what's going on? A team that deserved to be at state, obviously, from our area. And the number one, the only way they don't go is if the number one and two teams both get beat. Both games go to overtime, and North Platte St. Pat survives by a point. Howells Dodge lost, so Elm Creek does get in.
Yeah, and by the skin of their teeth. Oh. And it was like, you just had to be going, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. I can't, because Elm Creek is much too good of a basketball team not to be down there. And everything had to go against them for them not to be able to get in. But that didn't happen. Only half of that happened. So they were able to survive that. You know, so anyway, it'll be something that Elm Creek hasn't been able to do for a while. Really be kind of a favorite to win state. And if you're looking for something a little bit different, but you're tired of that same old lunch routine, well, forget those ordinary leftovers and escape ordinary. Head over to the Cunningham's Journal, the place for great food, live entertainment, of course, your favorite sports on all the time. Cunningham's has delicious pub and gourmet burgers right off the grill, like the famous Juicy Lucy or the Juicy Jack, the Old Blue. Don't forget Buffalo Bill, their barbecue, or you can create your own masterpiece with any of their ingredients. Choose from over a dozen flavors. And pizza, you either get an individual pizza with whatever you want on it, or build one for the entire crew. Salads for the belly watchers, appetizers, ribs, sandwiches, it's all there. And don't forget that every Wednesday you can get 8 delicious wings for only $5.
Thursday,
that is today. You might want to keep that in mind. Or tomorrow, you can stop by for a beer and a pub burger for only $6.49. If you can't leave work for lunch, we'll stop by for happy hour from 3 to 6. Get a big ass beer for only $3.50, or a well for only $1.50. When you're ready to escape ordinary, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Well, as we told you at the top of the show, Adams Central and Grand Island are making a couple of coaching changes. The Islanders are looking for a new basketball coach after Jeff Hofeld stepped down. He's been at a variety of different spots, but at Adams Central for 24 years as the head coach, and a decade before that on the staff, Bill Carlin. We've had a chance to talk with him numerous times. And Bill, is there any truth to the rumor you were asked to step down after wearing too much Kearney Catholic garb?
No, that wasn't quite true, but I do have a couple of Kearney Catholic shirts now that I got for Christmas.
Well, congratulations to, being a dad, I know it's pretty special when you see one of your offspring do some good things and Scott and the Stars getting down to state. But this is more about you, I guess. So why now the decision to step away from the football program?
Oh, I just thought, you know, there's some different factors that weighed in, but just time was a big factor. I think, as a coach and a teacher and people realize you do those jobs, but you have those other jobs of being a husband and a son and a grandfather and a dad. And so all those jobs were very important, and I just wanted a little more time for my family. And so I decided the only place I could really rob from was to give up some coaching time. And so that was the big factor, probably more than anything else.
And you decided that you want to continue doing some of the other things. Is it just time to pass the torch to some guys? And Sean's been with you for a long time, Coach Mulligan. Is it just time to let those guys dip their toe in the water?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Sean's been with me for 13 years, and he's a great assistant coach, and he wants to get into the head coaching gig. And I feel very comfortable. That's actually made my decision easier, knowing I have a very capable replacement that he'll step in and do a good job with our kids, and just the time factor. And we also have a couple other teaching positions that are going to open this year. And so I know that by advertising, they can see if some other positions like assistant coaches can be filled with some of those. So it was just a good point in my career to make a move, I thought.
We're talking with Bill Carlin, the Adams Central head football coach, who has decided to step down after 24 years. I guess I'll take it another step further, Coach. When was this decision made? Was it recently? Did you know during the football season? Why now?
I'd talked with the administration in the summer, last summer, and told them I was getting close to the point of thinking about doing this. And so I told them I was definitely going to work last fall and go through that process and then see where that took me. And then at the end of the school, at the football year this year, I decided it was probably about time. And over Christmas, I talked with the administration again. So it's been in the works for a while. It's just now that we decided to make it known.
What's these few hours been like for you? Sometimes it's a weight off the shoulders. Sometimes it's nervousness. What's it been like?
It's actually been almost like going through a mourning process. I feel like I've lost a member of myself or a friend or something. But it's going to take a little time for me to adjust and make those adjustments, and I think that'll occur. But right now it's just a change, and the finality of it is something that's setting in. It was a difficult day yesterday talking with the kids and letting them know. And then, so today it's just going to take some time.
tell the folks what kind of football team, because, I mean, what you've done there at Adams Central, playoffs 20 of the 24 years and winning records all the time, and it's just been quite the dynasty that you guys have had there with success. It's not like you're leaving the cupboard bare. I know you got a lot of good kids coming back.
Well, we do. You know, we have both of our ends back with Jerome Halsey and Evan Lindblad that started last year for us, and Ben Pfeiffer and Alex Baker both play guard for us, and they're back. And Jake Meyer is back at center, and he may get moved to a tackle, but he's another lineman with some starting experience. And so, you know, we got five spots up front that are going to have some experience and started a lot for us. Dylan Steinkrieger played quarterback for us last year, and he's back. And you know, he may get some reps at some running back also, I think. And so, you know, we got some of those kids back. We got about half of our defensive players also back. So, you know, we got a good starting point, and I think our kids, you know, they do a good job of, you know, hitting the weight room, and they're kind of blue-collar type players, and they work hard. So I'm hoping between now and next fall they'll develop well, and we can keep things going.
Just a last minute here with Bill Carlin, because I know he's got some young kids that he needs to get back to teaching there here. So we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. But, Bill, I'll ask you the obligatory question. I mean, you got to coach in the Shrine game. You've been in some all-star games. And I know relationships is what the coach always tells us. But are there a moment or two that stick out in your coaching career? I know some of this BNC bouncing back gave you different opportunities. But what pops right to the forefront for you?
Well, I think really it is probably relationships. You know, I'm one of those coaches that believe more in the journey than probably the end result. And you know, the relationships you have not only with fellow coaches on your staff, but coaches from other schools, the relationship you have with the officials, and the relationship with your kids, obviously, those are very important. So those things will be the things that stand out to me. You know, I try to instill in our kids that hard work does pay off, and if they work hard, good things will happen to them, and that's not just on the football field, that's in life. And so I hope that carries over to them as they go on to their careers and that sort of thing. So those are the things that matter to me. You know, I guess, you know, I wanted to bring consistency to our program, and we had for 24 years, we have not had a losing record, and that's something I'm very proud of. So those things, you know, that you try to instill in your kids, but I don't think there's one moment that really stands out to me as more been the process, probably.
Bill, if you were going to say something, not necessarily to Sean, who's been around you, but to the new coaches, the kids that are coming out of college, the guys that are getting their first coaching chance or maybe in their second year, to have 24 years where you don't have a losing season, everybody wants that. What's the key? What would you tell them?
Work hard. It takes time. It takes a lot of time, and you got to have some luck on your side, and you got to have, you know, Walt Olson always said when he was here at Hastings High, you can't have a zoo if you don't have animals. And so, you know, you got to have some good kids, obviously, and you got to have some luck on your side and stay healthy. But it takes a lot of work. You know, it's nothing to spend 50 hours a week during the football season here watching film and breaking things down outside of your teaching time. And that's what I think the young kids, I don't know if they realize how much time that takes. It's nothing to spend 10 or so hours a day on Saturday and Sunday each and break down films and just try to gain an edge, and it's a lot of time commitment.
Well, great coaches that retire usually end up being analysts. Remember that the chair is always open, okay?
Okay, we'll take you up on that sometime, maybe.
Bill, congratulations. I hope you enjoy it, and good luck with the track team this fall. We'll probably see you down at State Hoops, and we look forward to chatting with you again in the future. And again, thanks for the time.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doug.
You bet, Bill. Bill Carlin, Adams Central, stepping down after 24 years, never had a losing season. Come on. You don't go 24 years and have those. I mean, you can't have talent, great talent, even good talent, every year for 24 years. They were coached up, and then it just takes over for itself.
It's a generation and a half of success. I mean, that is phenomenal. It really is. You got to think there's some down times in there, and there were. There was years that were better, some years better than others, but never to have a losing season. It truly is incredible.
Well, another program that hasn't had to taste very many losses for a long, long time is the Minden Girls, and as we continue our state preview, I have to admit, Randy, I think the Minden girls are almost getting overlooked because they're just so darn good. And Coach Cremosta, Rick Cremosta, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I think I'm as guilty as anybody, but that's a good thing, right, that you guys are so good. You'll take that we don't bother you very much?
Well, I don't know about that, Doug. You know, we've had a good season. We'll see how things end up here, I guess.
A lot of people want to talk about this basketball team and how good they are, but I know you have been and the kids have been very guarded because unless you reach the goal, and I know there's only one goal, and that's raising the first championship trophy on Saturday, you've been very guarded. Has there been, what's it like this season, I guess is the question I want to know, because there's one goal, and you have to keep playing and keep playing and keep playing, and finally it might get here on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, this is what we've been looking forward to, is state tournament play all year long. But, you know, I can say this about my team. You know, maybe we had that future goal, but our kids really have not overlooked anybody all season long. And I, you know, we talk about it, you know, it's important that you play against yourselves every night. And I think they've grasped that concept. And we really haven't looked past, so... and that's no different come tomorrow. You know, we're not looking to pass the first game because it's going to be a toughie.
Talk a little bit about the field, Rick. I mean, you know, there's a lot of quality teams. Again, as a number one seed, you did that first round matchup. Certainly, I think you'd be a favorite in there, but you might get Fairbury the next round. You'll get Chadron, maybe Kearney Catholic or Newman on the other side. I mean, it's a pretty balanced field. I think you guys are maybe above everybody else, but the rest of the field, there's a couple of tough games coming your way for sure.
Oh, there's all of them are going to be tough. I think all the matchups, first round matchups, are going to be tough for all the teams. I don't think there was an easy draw out there, and that includes the one we've got. So they're going to be challenges. I think if you come out of it and win that championship, you've earned it. There's no question about it.
We're talking with Rick Cremosa, the head coach of the Minden Whippets, number one team in C1, has been all year long. Give us your scouting report on Lincoln Lutheran. I know that they made it out here for a couple of games in that early season tournament, actually even played Kearney Catholic. What do you know about them?
Well, you know, they play a tough schedule. You know, that's the first thing. You know, they have six or seven losses, but they're against really quality teams. So, they've played a tough schedule. They've got some athletes on that team. I know their post player is a 6'1" kid, and she's coming to play for Coach Squires at UNK in volleyball, and she's as good an athlete as there is in the state. So they've got a good point guard. They've got some other really good quality players. So we can't look past these guys. There's absolutely no way we can look past these guys.
You're going to, again, to do what you want to do, you're going to play three games in three successive days, and each one, at least on paper anyway, going to be a little bit tougher than the one before. How do you try to pace your team, or do you? Or can you afford to try to save your players to make sure that you look at the long term, the fact that you're going to be playing a lot of quarters of basketball between now and Saturday afternoon?
Well, Randy, I don't think we have the luxury of trying to save anything back on this first game or second game. I think we have to go out and play, or we won't see the next day. So, you know, our kids, you know, we play 7-8 kids. That's what we play. And you know, if you make it to that last game, you know, you just got to play. All the teams are in the same situation. You know, you hope the adrenaline pumps in a little bit more, and it will. And you just compete. That's what athletics are. You just line it up and compete each day and each possession. So, you know, we're really not looking at that at all.
Well, and getting back to Lincoln Lutheran, they got a veteran coach and Coach Olson there. They love to play defense, and the couple of times that you've had close games this year, you've played a couple of really good defensive teams. Has there been a constant, Rick, that maybe St. Cecilia or Kearney Catholic or one of the other couple teams that you played out there defensive-wise has given you trouble that you've been working on?
Well, you know, we continue. It's always a work in progress. You know, we're just trying to get better. There's no question. They're a great defensive team, and they're going to make it difficult. They're going to take things away that we do well, and we just have to find something that works. Somebody else maybe will have to step up. You know, we just got to keep competing, Doug. I break it down to competing per possession. It's just not a game. It's just not a quarter. I think you've got to compete every possession at the state tournament, or you're going to come out on the wrong end. So, and you're right. You know, Coach Olson, you know, he's a legend. Hey, here have his team ready to play, no question about it. Yeah, you talk about Coach Olson, Doug, and then you put me on after Bill Carlin, who's a Hall of Famer now too. So, I don't know.
Well, all you got to do is keep winning, Reggie. All you got to do is keep winning.
Yeah. I got a long ways to go to catch up to those guys.
Well, you pick up 25 wins already on the year. The total win number, that's certainly a make up some ground for you. You've played Holdridge a couple of times, obviously. St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic. I mean, you've played some games against some very, very quality opponents and have answered the bell every single time. Is there a type of team, a type of play that you wished you would have played, or how has your schedule really prepared you for this trip down to Lincoln?
Oh, I think our schedule's probably been a little bit better than what most people say or think. You know, St. Cecilia, they're a fine team, and Holdridge, you know, we played them twice. They're a good team. We've played a Southern Valley team that's had 14, 15 wins. Of course, Kearney Catholic, there's not teams any better than those teams. And, you know, we've been able to win those games. They could have went the other way also. I really feel like we're okay on that part of it, Randy. It's just five against five out there. That's what we have to remember and just keep competing each possession.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it's 5-on-5, then Minden will win the state title. There's no doubt about that. One question I did want to ask you, we have the new rule, the 40-point rule, which you guys probably used more than anybody else in the state this year. How do you think that affected you trying to develop some depth as far as, because if you're up 25, 30 points in the fourth quarter, everybody's going to play. Well, with that running clock, it sure runs a lot quicker. Could you see any, was there any negatives to that for you?
Well, that is the negative thing of it, I guess, is that, you know, your younger kids don't get as much varsity playing time that they deserve. Early in the year, I had a really tough time trying to figure out how to handle that, you know, and finally I went with the concept is we're just going to play as hard as we can till we get to the, if we do get to the 40, and then let the other kids play. And that's kind of what we've done throughout the second half of the year. Early on, I think we tried to kind of, you know, slow it down a little bit and not let it happen, but I really felt like we kind of lost our edge with our older kids doing that. So I don't know, you know, it does take a little bit away from the development of your younger kids, but hopefully, you know, we've got enough experience there that will carry us through the state tournament.
And last question from me, Rick. Every time somebody has the potential of doing breakfast in Lincoln, it's 9 a.m., 9 a.m., 9 a.m., which is great because you keep winning. But it's different than anything you've done all year. Do you have to do anything different as far as your routine?
Well, as far as my routine, probably not a whole lot. I'm sure that most of my players haven't seen 5:30 in the morning very often, so that will be different for them. They have to get up. But I'll be honest, you know, people have asked me about that. I personally like the early morning games. I've played in a lot of them down there and coached in a lot of them, I should say. And I enjoy it. I always feel like once you get to the stadium and, you know, you get the balls out and you start pregame, you really have no concept what time it is in a way. So I don't think it's going to be an issue at all, and I know our players are looking forward to playing whatever time it's going to be. So we're just going to go down and wipe the sleep out of our eyes and get with it.
And everybody's healthy, everybody's ready to roll?
Yeah, we're in good shape there.
That's the best news of them all. Look forward to seeing you bright and early tomorrow morning. Classic Hits 98.9, Minden, Lincoln Lutheran. Rick, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Rick Ramos, the head coach at Minden. I guess we could have point blank asked him if it was the toughest draw they could have got outside of Kearney Catholic, who they played in the sub-district final. I think it might be the toughest draw they could have got. They might. Pierce on the other side is a different team. I'm sure they would have loved a little revenge factor because that's who knocked them out in the first round last year. But Lincoln Lutheran has the makeup. Tara Ziegelbein is who he's talking about as far as the player. Coach Olson. We have seen the Lincoln, whether it's Lutheran or Christian, volleyball, basketball, boys, girls. They're a tough draw when they're the 7 or 8 seed, which they almost always are when they go to state.
Yeah, because they play such a tough schedule, and that kind of hurts them with some wild card points. But is Pierce the better draw? Pierce is 20-4. They've got some experience. I think Newman's a tough draw for almost anybody. I mean, the C1 field, and it usually is true in both the boys and girls side. For whatever reason, C1 tends to be such a balanced division in basketball. I don't know if there is an easy draw out there. I mean, I agree with you that Lincoln Lutheran is not a great draw for Minden, but none of them are. I mean, they're all good. I mean, Plainview at 22-2. Pick one. I don't know who would be the one that you say is an easy out of this thing at all. But the one thing about Lincoln Lutheran is nothing that Minden's going to throw at him is really going to faze him, because they've seen everything with their conference that they play in. What are you looking at me like that for? What is that?
Well, where did you go from co-host to councilman again? Well, everybody's tough.
Well, but it's true. I mean, look at it.
You're coaching your team.
Pick him out of a hat. You tell me. Who in there is going to be the easy out for anybody?
Oh, nobody.
Well, that's my...
Lincoln Lutheran would be the toughest, was all I was saying.
I don't know if that's tough. I don't know if it's the toughest. I don't think it's the toughest.
We'll find out tomorrow morning.
I don't think anybody wants a piece of Shadron.
By the way, Coach Cremosta, no. Morning games, no. I lose track of time easy enough. But, folks, don't forget when you're getting ready. Finally, the sun is out. It may not be 72 degrees today, but soon you'll be getting in the field. It is March, and I know the farmers are now chomping at the bit. We've been waiting for winter to get over. The machinery's ready to go, and now it's time to get the right equipment in your field, and we hope that includes TNL and their new TNL Precision Point Control 3 with GPS. And the TL PPC 3 allows you to control speed, direction, and gun and auto stop locations with GPS right from home. The TL PPC 3 combined with TNL's continuously moving hydrostatic power design gives you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system maintenance. So for more information, contact your local TNL dealer or go online at TLIRR.com. It's TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal Star, next.
Hi, it's The Herd. Do you know somebody celebrating a birthday? Give a gift that's fun, impressive, memorable, like the birthday flower cake. Only available from 1-800-Flowers.com. It looks like a real cake. I'm not kidding. But it's actually handcrafted from fresh flowers. It even comes with candles, and it's delivered in a cake box. It's one of the 1-800-Flowers.com's most popular gifts. We've got one on our table now. And because you're a listener, 1-800-Flowers has a special offer, a free upgrade. If you order a large birthday flower cake for the price of a small, it's only going to be $29.99 right now. That's it. Plus, it's available for same-day delivery, and it's backed by their 100% smile guarantee. So if you want a free upgrade on the birthday flower cake, there's something else, and other great offers. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, look for a decrease in cloud cover with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low temperature in the upper part of the teens. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 25.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I think we've talked to just about every coach that we could, and we will continue to do so following the girls' state basketball tournament. And we've got a ton of the games here on our network of stations. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for more information. Here is our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you, we brought it up last week on the show, and then I noticed that almost every newspaper and radio outlet was kind of using this as a poll question. Which would you rather have as a Nebraska basketball fan? One and done in the NCAA tournament, and we're talking like that play-in thing on Tuesday, or a deep run in the NIT making it to New York?
The big dance. It's all about getting in there.
Very split vote.
Well, I understand the logic of want to watch a few more games and maybe make it all the way to New York City and all that stuff, because that was fun when Nebraska did that a few years back. But the goal is not to win that. The goal is to get into the NCAA tournament and win some games there. You're closer to your ultimate goal by getting into the tournament, even if you lose.
56% said NCAA, 44% said NIT. Today we ask you which area team has the best chance to win a girls' state basketball title. We've got two number one seeds at Northwest in Minden, two number two seeds in St. Cecilia and Giltner, two number three seeds in Holdridge and Kearney Catholic, and then Kearney and Arapahoe are seven seeds. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ron Powell, do you have an answer to our poll question? Which one of our area teams has the best chance to win state?
Boy, you know, Minden's undefeated. I kind of like them in C1. They've been there a while. They've been there the last 3 years, and I think the Kissinger sisters are ready to take this to another level this year. They got to be the team to beat in C1.
How good, and again, we just had Coach Cremosta on. They have to win it, but if they do win it, where does that kind of put them with some of the past C1 teams or however historically you want to put this?
Well, you know, obviously from the perimeter side of the ball, I mean, in the perimeter, they got to be one of the best in C1 ever. You know, it's kind of hard to compare from year to year, but obviously, you know, with Taylor, Brooke, and Jamie Kissinger, I mean, I'm not sure very many C1 teams in the past could match up with that kind of firepower on the perimeter, three Division I kids.
Now, they certainly are the favorite, but C1 is I think, the most balanced of the six divisions that are going to be playing down at state.
Yeah, there are some teams that are going to give Minden some matchup problems. You know, Fairbury has the big 6'2 center, Paige Husa, who's going to Missouri, Kansas City, and obviously that would be a tough matchup for Minden inside. And then who can forget Pierce last year? You know, that link they had and playing that tough schedule up there in the Mid-States Conference, you know, they've still got to be a sleeper in this thing.
Talking with Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal Star. We want to get to just about everything here. Give me your feel on Class A. All of a sudden, Fremont has Jess Shepherd, but it looks like a lot of people don't have Fremont maybe even getting out of that first round. The Kearney Bearcats are there. They are playing, as far as a winning streak, 13 of their last 14. They're playing about as well as anybody in A. What do you know about Benson and just this A field overall?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, there's maybe more balance in Class A than you might think. You know, Kearney's got a real shot against Benson. Benson's won 16 straight, and they're number one. But, boy, I watched Kearney toward the end of the regular season against Southeast, won that game by 15. Very impressive road win. You know, Kelsey Stidham and Skylar Snyder. Very good 1-2 combination. So, and the thing is, Kearney also has some size inside with Brianna Miller at 6'3". That might be able to, you know, slow down Kiana Ibis just enough from Benson. You know, Ibis is a 6'1 junior who's been offered by Nebraska, and apparently Stanford has shown interest in her as well. So, you know, some really high-powered players in that game.
Ron, how do you see Class B? I mean, on the surface, I would say Northwest and Holdridge may very well get together in the finals. How do you see B?
Well, you know, you can't rule out Wenga Pius the 10th either. You know, they have Maddie Simon, who's a Nebraska recruit, 6'2 guard, junior. They've been playing very well. They beat Norris in the district final. Holdridge York should be a very good first-round game. I saw the last regular season game between those two, and it really had a postseason feel to it. So So that'll be a good game. And, you know, obviously whoever comes out of that and Pius in the one semifinal will be good. And then, you know, on the upper half, you obviously have Northwest. And then a Norris team that's kind of been struggling lately. But, you know, they started the season with wins over Northwest and Pius. And, of course, Norris was the team with a lot of the same players who beat Northwest in the semifinals of the state volleyball tournament, pushed them to overtime last year in the state finals. So, you know, Northwest is going to have a tough road to get back to the championship game.
Class C2 has some outstanding power, and according to the seeds, we should get a rematch of last year's state final. I think Crofton, probably the loss that they have is one of the more inexplicable ones out there. I mean, they're playing so good. It would have been like if Minden had gotten beaten somewhere in the regular season. Crofton is just that good, and Hastings St. Cecilia's schedule, man, their losses, I think, what did we say, 71-3 are the three teams that have beaten them?
Yeah, I'd love to see Crofton and Minden get together. That'd be a great game. Crofton can really get up and down the floor. And obviously, they know how to win at the state tournament. You know, they've won the last two state tournaments. Have a great point guard in Allison Ahrens. This is just an outstanding class. It's really too bad Shelby Rising City didn't make it with Shatrice White, you know, a McDonald's All-American who is going to play at Illinois next year. But, boy, there's a lot of talent in this class. You know, Humphrey Lindsay, Holy Family, you know, two D2 teams coming together to become a C2 school this year athletically. And, you know, with Kylie Jensen, who's a 6'4 center who's going to Oklahoma State, you know, great talent. You know, Pender was the D1 state champion last year. And, you know, talk about an inexplicable loss. Their loss to Homer was really a surprise in the district final, and now they're going to hook up again in the first round at state. So, yeah, there's going to be some outstanding games. And then, of course, Hastings St. Cecilia. You know, they had Minden on the ropes, probably should have won that game. Took a last-second shot by Taylor Kissinger, sent it to overtime, and then Minden got him in overtime. But, you know, St. Cecilia is as good as any of those other teams in C2. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out.
Ron, how do you see the D2 field? Is this the year that Giltner finally has a chance to win maybe even a state title, but they haven't won a playoff game in Lincoln yet?
Well, you know, they won state volleyball, so who knows?
Yeah.
You know, they've got Danny Most, who's obviously could carry them. Fall City Sacred Heart, why not the three-time defending champ. Those two are in the same side of the bracket. It'll be interesting to see who gets out of that one. And, you know, then Giltner, I think, probably has the inside track to get to the finals on the other side of the bracket.
We're talking with Ron Powell here. We touched on everything but D1, and Friend looks really, really good there.
Yeah, they do. Taylor Menke had 33 points, 22 rebounds. They're all-state guard in the district finals. So, they look like they're playing their best basketball right now. Obviously, St. Mary's, though, has some experience down there. So I would not count them out, especially with the depth they have. You know, they're not dependent on one or two players, which can really help in a three-day tournament.
Give us some storylines when we go down to the girls' state tournament. You're just going to watch. We know Jess Shepherd. We know the Kissingers. We know Mackenzie Brown. Are there some other interesting storylines down there this weekend?
Well, you can't. I don't think you can understate Jessica Shepherd. I mean, she would be the first person I would go down there to watch as a fan. You know, averaging 30 points a game in Class A is just remarkable. And, you know, being a Husker recruit, there's going to be a lot of people wanting to watch and kind of project out here in a couple of years. Obviously, you know, watching the Kissingers, there's a lot of Division I type players down at state this year. It's going to be interesting to see if Minden can finish it off, finish undefeated, you know, and then watch Crofton and kind of compare what they have to what's in Class A, B, and C1. Because obviously they could play with anybody in the state, I think, regardless of class.
Ron, who's your dark horse? Who's a team out there that maybe isn't getting a lot of attention that you think, you know, they could get hot and they could do it?
Which class?
You know,
Class A, I think Bellevue West has kind of been overlooked a little bit because Benson is ranked number one. And then, of course, you've got Fremont with Jessica Shepherd. But really, Bellevue West has been probably the most consistent team all season in Class A. And they've got three kids that started on last year's team that looked like they were the team to beat going into the state tournament, and then Southeast ended up winning the state tournament. So they've got a lot of experience back from a team that finished state runner-up, and I'm not sure they're getting a lot of attention right now. So that's probably one team. You know, there are some in C1 and C2. Like I mentioned, Pierce is the defending state champ, and I'm not sure, you know, with all the attention on Minden, I'm not sure people are paying that much of attention to Pierce right now.
Ron, a new venue, Pinnacle Bank Arena. There was a good article in the Journal Star about taping up the volleyball floor. That almost it almost looks confusing to me with the way the volleyball floor will be for basketball, but I haven't seen it firsthand. What about the new venues and how that'll play into this weekend and next?
Well, I think Pinnacle Bank, for anybody that's been there for a Husker game, it's just a great place to go watch a game. First of all, it's a nice venue, but you've also got all the bars and restaurants just outside, just steps away. So it's a great venue for the fans. They'll have some place to go between sessions after games, you know, to get something to eat. You know, Devaney is a smaller venue now. The floor area really isn't all that much different, except, like you said, they're going to have to mark the basketball floor. I'm going to be interested to see what it looks like myself. Hopefully, if there are complaints and it doesn't look very good, they bring in a floor somewhere for the boys' tournament, because, you know, they need to have that looking good.
Yeah, I agree, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out there. So, Ron, I guess we'll wrap it up with that. Always appreciate chatting with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for having me.
Take care, buddy. Ron Powell.
Thanks, Ron.
Lincoln Journal Star, he's awesome. Not only has he been from our area, but he does a great job covering the ladies' sports for the Lincoln Journal Star. And, man, you look up and down here, and I think there are some definite favorites for state champions, but the problem is somebody that's always a favorite doesn't get there. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, you know, invariably, there's a lot of eight upsetting number one seeds that happen. There's usually one of those six games has that big upset in there somewhere. That's just an example of exactly what you're talking about. You get hot, things can happen. I think Minden is a prohibitive favorite in Class C1, but three games in a row, they can get worn down a little bit, and somebody might be able to literally wear them down in that game on Saturday. That is, if they get there on Saturday, because they're going to have to play two tough games just to get it to Saturday.
Andy from Midway's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, your Midway Auto dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You know, it's like having a room named after you, and then you come in, since this is the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Great to have you here, and I know you've been busy, haven't had you in for a couple of weeks, because Pro Day is coming up, and you've been busy.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been actually working on my 40 time and things like that. I'm actually thinking about coming out of retirement. I've been in talks with Jerry Jones.
Did you get that under 10?
Yeah, right. They're like, this guy has one of the best 40s we've ever seen for an out-of-shape kicker. I'm like, I can make it happen.
Give me the minimum. What's been going on? We've been waiting for it to warm up. It finally is just a little bit here to get the folks off the computer looking at what's going on at Midway and get them on the lot.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I'll tell you what, and you're absolutely right. I wish I would have made it down here more during the month of February, but it's kind of like we got this taste of what March was going to be halfway through, and I'll tell you what, when you throw out 60-degree weather in February, it just kind of turns into just a frenzy. And that's the same thing that we're seeing here. I couldn't believe it even at the beginning part of this week when it was 2 degrees on Monday. I figure we kind of be a little bit slow, and I think we actually sold 13 vehicles that day between both stores. But there's a lot of great incentives and specials right now. We're really starting to hit stride. It is officially used car season, and you can go ahead and take advantage of all the great used cars that we have between both dealerships at Midway Auto Dealerships. And then when it comes down to what is going on new car-wise, a lot of impressive things. We are really trying to roll out and get rid of the 2013 models we have left over. We currently have two three-quarter ton trucks one Chrysler 300, one 200 convertible, and then we also have one 2013 Chrysler Town & Country. So we're doing whatever we got to go ahead and do to move these vehicles. I know some of these vehicles are up to $12,000, $12,500 off. Also, some great specials going on. One of the hottest vehicles out on the market right now is the Jeep Cherokee. It's kind of the little brother of the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Better fuel economy, still get that rugged durability of the Jeep product, but at the same time, you can maximize on your fuel economy, and it's not as big, it's not as bulky. It's really in that same type of class as the Chevrolet Equinox, GMC Terrain. So if you've never really experienced that Chrysler product, and let's say maybe you're used to the Ford product or the GM product, you've really got to come on down there and take a look at what Jeep's been doing. Also, take a look at the brand new Chrysler. The 200 is going to be coming out here. We have 2014s with up to $5,000 off these vehicles with your Chrysler Capital Cash. The kicker is the 2015 Chrysler 200 is going to be out in the next 30 to 60 days. Wow. So we're getting really excited for that. But just a lot of great things. It is, believe it or not, don't knock it till you try it. It is minivan season, too. Chrysler Town & Country's Dodge Grand Caravans. Folks, here's the thing. You can go ahead and get into way more vehicle, get 25 miles to the gallon, and you're not going to be spending $50,000, $55,000 on a Chevrolet Tahoe or on a GMC Yukon. You can go ahead and get into a well-equipped minivan, dual DVD, leather heated seats, and keep that thing in the low to mid-30s. So if you haven't tried the minivan, but you're practical people and you like saving money, you like good fuel efficiency, and you like having the most standard interior space in its class, then you probably need to get on down to Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and come check out the last domestic minivan.
It'll be awesome, folks. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And as always, you can check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk a little bit more. Andy, have a good one.
Hey, we'll do.
More on the Doug and Daddy Show coming your way after this.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Tonight on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball, it's a Pac-12 tussle in the Great Northwest as Arizona travels to Oregon State. Hi, I'm Drew Bonadelli. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the actions. Aaron Gordon and the Wildcats continue their title drive against Pac-12's leading scorer Roberto Nelson and the Beavers. Arizona, Oregon State. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Tip off tonight at 10 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
I get no doubt.
Night Daddy Show. Happy Ash Wednesday. How
How is this not the happiest song ever? This has got to be the happiest song ever. Maybe Come On, Eileen. It is an extremely happy song.
What about Gangnam Style?
That just annoys me.
Well, that's just it. This doesn't annoy me, because if you don't hear it very often, it's okay.
Because that little bit there isn't the whole song, like Gangnam Style is.
I think happy songs have to be something like Sweet Caroline, where everybody gets into it.
Everybody
Margaritaville,
sings.
Everybody
yeah.
gets into it.
Ring of Fire is on that list.
Friends in Low Places.
Sure.
You know.
I'm not as familiar with that. I did Ring of Fire. That's as far as I can go.
Speaking of things I don't know anything about, hockey.
Martin St. Louis, going from a third-place team to a third-place team, but this one is the New York Rangers. It's kind of a big deal. It'll be interesting to see. There's a lot of trades this year in the NHL.
Well, today's the trade deadline.
Yeah, well, I compare it to the amount of trades that we kind of get in baseball anymore, and there's never any in football. I think there's more trades in the NHL than any other professional sports league.
They had time to discuss all this stuff over the Olympics.
They did, too, and they couldn't make any movements during those 2 weeks either.
Is Creighton in trouble?
I don't think so.
I mentioned mid-portion of the season. I was just waiting for them to hit the wall. And now they
peaking too early. You worry about that, but they are who they are.
Now they won't win the Big East regular season title. And I think now they have to win some games in the Big East tournament so that their seed doesn't go from a 2, where some people had them projected, potentially down to a 6, which is a whole different story, whole different dealio.
Well, yeah, and you got to remember, though, that Florida Gulf Coast was a 15 seed. So, I mean, it depends on matchups.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would rather be a 2 or 3.
Generally, absolutely. But it depends a lot on matchups along the way. So sometimes you can be better off being a 3 or a 4 seed than actually even a 2 seed. Depending on matchups.
Remember that one time Nebraska was a 3 seed? Yeah,
that lasted awesome. For about a half because they played so poorly that first half, and it was kind of a done deal after that point. I went to that game, by the way. I was at that game.
You really? Xavier?
Yeah.
You were big-time cool then, weren't you?
No, I wasn't big-time cool, but I went to the game. There's a major difference.
Tonight, Nebraska at Indiana, tip-off at 6 o'clock. You'll be able to hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The game is on the Big Ten Network. What do you think? I'll tell you that Indiana's favored by 6, and I'm surprised that that's all.
Yeah. Can Nebraska? Yeah. Can Nebraska? Yeah,
will.
They can. Will Nebraska? I. The optimist in me is peeking its ugly head. I realize that I should say that they don't have much of a chance, but I think they can do it.
Okay, well, that's good, because the pessimist in me says no chance in hell tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm rooting for the optimist. I'm rooting for the optimist.
I know. I'm a realist sometimes.
Well,
I do live in a fantasy land, but sometimes I'm a realist.
I don't know. I think they can play with them. I mean, no doubt about it.
I actually don't think tonight's game means squat to Nebraska.
Oh, I think it's big for them. Because you take a look at some of the bracketology, occasionally Indiana is one of the last teams in, and Nebraska is one of the first teams out. Well, wouldn't that flip that if you win at Indiana?
Yeah, but if you lose to Wisconsin, you're back out. I think if you win at if you beat Wisconsin, you're going to get
the Wisconsin game's
anyway.
Bigger at home, and I like their chances actually against Wisconsin at home better than Indiana on the road.
Yeah, and I think the win over Wisconsin, no matter what happens tonight, would put Nebraska in the field. But
I don't necessarily agree.
Where it does make a difference tonight is Nebraska has a chance to get a bye in the Big Ten tournament if they win them both.
Well, and here's what might work against them. And I understand that the logic of this shouldn't be what it is. And that is, if Nebraska has to play a first-round game, at least they can say they won a game in the Big Ten tournament. They're more likely to win one of those lower-seeded games than actually winning if they get a first-round bye.
Well, we have went over time, but we wanted to do that to get into state tournament action tomorrow. No word yet on Hastings College basketball. The women are going to get in. It's just who do they play and when. The men are on the NAIA tournament bubble. They deserve to be in, but I've been talking to folks that just say, man, I don't know. I just don't know. Mike Will, the voice of the Broncos, says, I don't know. He goes, Doan didn't get in last year with 21 wins. Will Hastings get in this year with 21 wins? They were really hot midway through the season and didn't quite finish like they wanted. But
they were hot at the wrong time. A little bit like Creighton.
Darn it, I'd like to, yeah, just one time. But we want to thank Rick Cremosta, girls basketball coach Minden, Adams Central football coach, track coach Bill Carlin, who's stepping down as a football coach, for joining us today. Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal star, and UNK softball coach Holly Carnes. Now, tomorrow we will have basketball, but we will have the Doug and Daddy Show. Olympian Kurt Thomasevich will be joining us. We'll talk with Jim Polzine of the Wisconsin State Journal, because Wisconsin plays tonight as well. They take on Nebraska Sunday. We'll talk about that matchup, and we are scheduled to talk to St. John's baseball coach tomorrow before they come into Lincoln.
That is a very full show for in the middle of a couple of basketball games.
No kidding, plus plenty of state basketball. So I'll see you tomorrow in Lincoln.
Yes, we'll be both doing games at the same time, both Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, same time, and we'll be 9 a.m. Two different venues.
Yeah, Minden for me, Northwest for you. We got it all. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.